PJ podcast. Sit him.
Hello, and if you're just joining us, welcome. Well, that's going to sound inappropriate.
He just wants to drink.
Yeah, welcome to Friday Drinks.
It was his new nickname we decided this week, off air.
Our podcast on Fridays are now just team drinks, which are after the show, which we normally do, but we just thought we'll do them in the studio and record them, which could massively come back to bite us in the ass. Producer Alex is here.
Evening.
PJ.
Good morning.
Good hello. Because, well, I'm just going generic. I'm going generic.
And I am here. And we're just waiting for intern Davo, who we've renamed.
How does this work? Do we have an agenda?
Normally...
Okay.
You guys chat amongst yourselves.
PJ, do you have like a order of proceedings?
Look, Shane has messaged us with a number of questions, actually, which I thought we could get into it.
Cool.
First up, he says...
Wait a second, he's messaging the wife.
What do you say?
Did you really? Really? You want me to? Hang on. Welcome our other team member.
Davo!
Okay, or his new nickname, we're calling him Horn Dog. Intern Horn Dog.
David is
PJ
very...
stormed in the studio today going, God, I'm horny.
I didn't. It was a joke. It was like, hey, happy Friday.
I love it how you say, I didn't, but then you're like, okay, I did, well, but it was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Hey, don't speak. We haven't introed you yet. Is this your first appearance on the potty?
This is my first appearance on the podcast.
So Davo is an intern.
I love
with
Davo.
Us.
He's my fellow spiritual guru.
You know, when you were out in the phone room before, PJ said to him, she goes, I don't know what it is, but yeah, like there's. Oh no, sorry. Dave said to PJ, she goes, Would you turn for me? And he goes, there's something about you. She's like, oh, you know, there's something about you too. And then he, obviously, Davo. Jazz hands in the air. You don't have to say that.
Dave, I have deep spiritual jazz.
You make me sound so gay as well.
You are.
What's old mate one?
Okay, so Shane. Shane sent a number of messages this week. Lovely guy. How long's PJ been doing yoga for?
Was that like 10 down the list and you just picked that out as the first question?
Yeah. I do it on
and off. Question for Jace. Oh, a yoga-based question.
I probably started when I sort of moved up to Auckland probably, but I'm very on and off. Anyway, that's enough about me.
Awesome.
Okay. If you guys were to leave ZM, would you go to TV or to another radio show?
Wherever the cash is.
Yeah.
No. No, I find TV slow and boring.
I've always wanted to be a TV person.
You are.
TV, you can't be like as immediate.
No, that's
the fun with radio, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all scripted and not fun. Oh, it's relaxed. Like, you look at them on breakfast and they're like, it's very, you know, ad lib for 20 seconds, then back to the script. They're fine. They Jack and Hillary would say the same thing.
Excuse me, aren't we down there and ad libbed?
Yeah, and we saw how that turned out. The director's in the corner going, go back to the script!
What song are you guys playing at the moment that you hate playing or are sick of?
Hosier is not on the playlist at the moment. I'm loving Zayn.
Yeah, you love Zayn, but what do you hate? You're a bit of a...
You're not like an Ed Sheeran at the moment.
No, I'm loving Castle on the Hill. Shape of You is a bit, take it or leave it.
We got a message from a lady called Lauren Setterfield, who's in the UK. She said, I listen all the way from England. Sometimes if I wake up in the night, I put your station on, but I'm always too tired and fall straight back asleep. Listening to you guys. She falls asleep listening.
Yeah. So guys, that's when I can't sleep, I put you on. Yeah. I'm out to it.
Lauren, thanks for listening from the UK.
Yep, awesome.
And that's sort of all the questions we're sort of rolling at the moment.
You know what we should do? If you do podcast us from around the world, shoot us a message. How are these people messaging us? Through Facebook?
Facebook, yep.
Right, shoot us a message through Facebook. And then, geez, that was immediate.
Mate, put it on silent.
Fuck, guys. No, it's the person. People are like, oh.
Who is it?
It's Sven. He's like, I'm listening over. No. If you,
would you say Sven? Sven?
Doesn't matter.
Sven.
If you're listening.
Jace, we've been owning him this week. It's not natural,
you
actually.
You said clogs instead of cogs before. He's like, I'm the clog of this show, guys.
Like I was saying.
Keep the clogs turning.
If you're listening somewhere around the world.
I love how excited you get.
Shoot us a message on Facebook.
It's because Jace always has one up on us. So when we get one up, it's like a party.
shoot us a message on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I thought we could take the show around the world and stay at people's houses.
Awesome.
That's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Free of com.
Yeah, that's what
you're
I'm thinking.
You're in Amsterdam.
Mate.
I love Amsterdam.
So preferably
all right, druggy over there.
No.
Chill out.
Preferably rich listeners.
No. Yeah. Amsterdam is cool.
We can never room each.
Beautiful
all right,
city.
Mate. God, I know. Yeah. Bloke in Takapuna can hook you up for the same experience.
I'm
joking.
Not talking about the
no,
recreational
like.
Drugs that are available there.
A
I just
beautiful
think it's
garden.
F- there. Yeah, and all the bikes and stuff.
God, you're not selling
it. I love
it.
Isn't it? It's like, should we take the show over there? Yeah, go to Amsterdam, mate.
And the red light district.
I think
we can have another lesbian experience.
Okay. Okay.
Very funny joke, intern Davo. Very funny joke. Let's just get back to facts, guys. What's
What else have we got here? Hey, Jace, heard you like movie scores and Jurassic Park specifically. Thought you might be interested in this. Someone slowed it down by 1,000 times. It's a completely different sound now, but still good. That's in our Facebook messages if you wanted to check out that link you did earlier saying the week that you love movie scores, which did surprise me.
Like music?
Yeah, he liked music.
Like orchestral music?
I know. I was shocked by that
too.
I don't
pick you for that sort of person.
No, neither.
You know Hans Zimmer's coming to Auckland?
I prefer the other topic we're talking about.
He doesn't know who Hans Zimmer
is. Yes, I do.
Who?
Can you? God, I'm over this team insulting my intelligence. I'm over it. Who's here?
Joe.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Joe,
oh, no, don't give me the finger. Come in, Joe. So Joe runs.
She works at the Heralds.
Yeah, and
she runs. Yeah, and the ZDM website.
Yeah, she runs all that. She's
no, big, I know.
Yeah,
Joe, she's come and join us. We're doing Friday drinks on our podcast.
Joe, you look stunning today.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, can I get my drink?
You look extra
grab
tan.
Drink,
have
grab
you got tan
drink.
On?
No.
Just
oily.
Your hair looks great or something.
Hey, this great. Isn't helping with the comment earlier.
Screw you guys.
quick round the grounds. What's everyone doing for the weekend?
I'm going to Matarangi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the Coromandel. So pumped for that.
That'll be nice.
You going with the fam?
Beautiful. No, the boys. Boys trip. Boys weekend.
Lads.
My fucking phone don't work. Like... Do you not call out on my...
I told you that I've said...
No, you before. Didn't. You said you're going. You didn't ask.
Do you want to come?
Oh, fuck. Friday. Yeah, I'll just get a babysitter like that.
You've got a wife.
And she's going away. Oh. Like, just give me the heads up.
Okay, well, we're there till Monday, so you've got 2 days to make it happen.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Where are you going?
Matarangi.
Oh, you invite Joe straight after me. 2 seconds ago, it was a boys trip. What do you know for the weekend, Joe?
Guns N'
Roses. You are tan.
Are you?
Guns
you
and
look
roses.
I literally haven't done anything. It's just my hair is blonder.
It looks really good.
Thanks, babe.
Thanks. Yeah. You going to Guns N' Roses?
I'm taking my husband. It's his special treat.
Oh, that's a bit cute. Joe and I went to a concert before.
Yeah. November rain.
Good chat. Intern Davo.
I was waiting for you to like follow up on that. Be like, it was the best night of my life.
It was pretty fun. Anyway.
Jace really enjoyed the post-concert singing.
Mate, you at a concert, you should be banned from Snapchat.
Yeah,
standing
there,
into it.
Smoking durries.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Okay, this is just becoming an absolute bash
Rip
session.
On PJ.
All right, David.
PJ, I think you're beautiful and wonderful.
Thank you, Joe. Thank
you. Don't realise, Joe, but again, those comments are not PJ.
Okay, Davo. What are you going to do for the weekend?
I'm going to Hamilton for 2 days and then to Flowchella.
Mean.
Oh, nice. Are you doing Flowchella? What are you doing?
I'm going to like Rotoiti tonight.
Rotoiti.
And then going to head over to Taupo on Sunday morning to go to Flowchella.
Nice.
But I'm going to go like wakeboarding, although I don't know if I can do that. I've skied before, but I'm not very good at like
wakeboarding.
Is it pretty similar?
It's sweet once you're up. It's hard to get up. Yeah.
And we're going to go kayaking and swimming and just like get our adventure on.
Cool. What about you, Jace?
I'm going to play this audio back on Tuesday and I'm going to say, Paige, what
did
you end
you
up
do?
Doing? And she'll go, we just
got
smashed on Friday night.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that. I don't do that. I'm a lot more responsible than that.
Oh, mate, Pete.
Full slander of PJ this one.
Even she's jumping on board. I'm just going to be a responsible father. I'm looking after the boys.
You are getting out.
You're
going
to take them to Guns N' Roses?
No, but you know what I am doing? My new favourite hobby.
Frozen daiquiris.
I make homemade frozen daiquiris and they're bloody good, Joe. You should come over. Come over for frozen daiquiri day.
I was going to say, have you done froses? I'm all about
froses. Yeah, Alex and I went and did them the other week. I was in the bar with him. This is so weird. I'm in the bar. It's Friday night. It's just him and I. All these other couples around, they bring out the froses. And he has a sip and he looks at me and he goes, oh, that's naughty.
Hey, jagged it.
Yeah.
Alex does it. And I'm like, well, That feels creepy.
Oh, just if anyone ever hears us say Jag, that's Alex's other name, just in case they get confused.
Yeah, we should just call you Jag. It's easier.
Jag.
Yeah, they are good. Now. They're really nice. But yeah,
I'll come for daiquiris.
Yeah, I'm
follow up on that invitation, Jace. Don't just throw it out there. I know how you like to do that. Oh, mate, we should have dinner.
2 years later, never
here I come.
Yeah.
I've got your number.
That's a classic Jace move.
I don't fucking get out, guys. If I get out, I would take you for dinner.
Do you remember after the music awards?
Oh, yeah, we were shit-faced and we said we'll do dinner.
And we exchanged numbers and we were like, we're going to have a barbecue.
Have you invited me? Have you said, hey, let's do dinner?
You balls in your court, mate. Balls in your court.
Nah, Joe, you stuffed yourself there.
Yeah, it's because she paused. She should have been more confident. She should have said, you said you were going to call me.
And you wouldn't have remembered.
And quite often you and Aussie Romance go out for beers, Jace, and I don't get the invite to that, so that's why I didn't invite you this weekend.
So there was a reason.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a reason. Aussie Romance is coming over on the weekend.
Yeah, no.
See?
You know why?
Exactly.
Because we're planning Jack's Bucks. It's an Aussie thing. We're planning my mate's Bucks, which Aussie Romance and I are going to.
You're not on the groom's party for.
That doesn't matter. Yeah. I've moved on to the Bucks. The Bucks is going to be big.
You're going to Byron.
It's called a stag do here.
Oh, is that secret?
It is too. Yeah.
Is it secret?
No, it's right. We're going to. I see the PJ.
Jack's probably isn't listening, to be fair. No.
Imagine the pool scene in Wolf of Wall Street. I just want to recreate that at a beach house in Byron.
So, Quaaludes.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of Friday. Okay, minus the Quaaludes. Let's not go into anything else.
Let's
from Wolf of Wall Street.
Chardonnay for Quaaludes.
All right, I think that's enough. Shall we roll on with the podcast?
Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Anything we want to clear up from Friday drinks?
No.
Everything's really
maybe
accurate.
A little disclaimer. Yeah, not everything we say on here is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Alex isn't going to the Coromandel this week. Is that
the Jace and PJ podcast.
Goodness, what a week it has been. If you're just joining the journey, earlier in the week we were talking bus crushes on the show and we got a call from a lovely lady called Liz.
Yeah.
Turns out many, many, many years ago, Liz rode the bus with Jace back in Australia in 1998 on the 173.
We don't have to do the years and years ago.
years and years ago.
So look,
coming up after 5 o'clock this afternoon, because I actually said as a joke on the show, hashtag Jace meets Liz. Since then, that hashtag has gone trending.
It's not trending.
It's trending.
It's just escalated.
We want you guys to meet again. So we're going to go down memory lane after 5 o'clock. We've actually, we've got Liz on the phone right now.
Yeah, so we've got the bus prepared. We're going to move out to the bus after five and come and get you. Hey, Liz.
Hi, guys.
How are you feeling?
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a tad nervous.
You're not alone, Liz, let me tell you.
Is it feeling like, well, we're way back then?
I was never nervous to get on the bus with you, Jace.
Right, okay, just this
but
time.
But now it's been built up and we're
now
reminiscing.
It's been built up and there's quite a few people listening. It's a completely different kettle of fish.
Right. Liz, we'll be on the bus first. The bus will be leaving from ZM. We'll pick you up along the route. Don't forget to hail the bus.
All right.
And then I guess when you get on, I'll...
sit next to it?
Do I move my bag? I'll move my bag.
You move your bag, yeah.
I'll move my bag and I'll be like, Liz, you should... Liz, come and sit here.
Oh.
All right, Liz, we'll see you on the bus soon.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, I guess.
Okay. God, I feel like it is old school. You know when you ring your friends on the phone and stuff? Like, oh, I'll see you on the bus soon.
Yeah,
okay,
instead of texting.
Yeah. I'd say text me, but I don't think it was around.
No, I was thinking the same.
All right. See you, Liz. Bye.
Okay.
Bye. She sounds like...
What?
She sounds nervous.
Well, you're nervous.
Good point. How's this?
What?
So, intern Dave O went and organised... He's organised school uniforms, right? Liz has got hers.
Yeah.
I just went and tried mine on. You know, like, when you order a size, a pants size...
Yeah.
Would it be the same measurements for high school kids? Or would, like, if, for example, if I said 34, would the 34 in school ages be smaller size?
Probably. Probably not, actually. I don't know.
There's no way. Oh, mate, those pants are not doing up.
See a tight squeeze.
A tight squeeze would sound like I'd be able to do them up.
Oh, you can't even do them up.
No.
It's all right.
No, it's not all right because I'm not having Liz get on the school bus and I'm sitting there with my pants undone. She'll get straight off the bus.
Jace and PJ, the podcast.
ZM afternoon. That is Run DMC. Jace and PJ live. from 1998, I guess you'd say. We are live from a school bus. We're going to be doing the show like this for the next half an hour for anybody that's just joining the little bus crush campaign.
Earlier in the week, we were talking about bus crushes, and we did not expect to receive a call from a lovely lady called Liz. Now, yep. Liz explained that when she was growing up in Australia in Brisbane, she rode the same bus as Jace, and she had a crush on you, Jace.
Okay, so we're live on the bus at the moment. We've said to Liz, I invited her back on the bus.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad, like I never like noticed her and invited her out back then. We're currently cruising down Victoria Road, and we're coming up to a bus stop.
It's Victoria Street.
Really, does it matter? I'm nervous right now. We're coming up to a bus stop where Liz is waiting.
How are you feeling?
Constricted, but that's because we've got the school uniform in medium.
You're rocking the tie.
I'm nervous. Like I've not seen Liz. Shit. There's the bus stop. Is that the bus stop? I think it's the bus stop. I think that might be the bus stop.
Is she there? Has she stood you up?
Can you see her? Is she there?
There's a lady sitting down. Has she got blonde hair?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh my God. She's here.
Oh, there she is. Oh my God. She's in a school uniform. All right, play cool.
Okay. I'm going to pretend I'm not here.
Liz, I've got a seat for you. Liz. Liz, come and grab a seat. I saved a seat for you.
That's really kind. Thanks, Jace.
Hey, Liz, how are you? I'm going to go for the kiss. Is that all right? Hey, Liz, how are you? So good to see you. Come and sit down. Oh, my God, you bought goodies. How are you?
I thought we could take a trip down memory lane.
This is so weird, isn't it?
Oh, thank you for saying that first.
We didn't know if you'd show up, Liz.
Hey, shut up.
Sorry. I'll leave it to you guys.
100% in.
Do I look... What are you laughing at? It's the school uniform,
isn't
it?
Does he look different?
Hairier.
You haven't even seen his chest.
All right, mate.
No, because your uniform would have been slacks.
Yeah. Laurie's like, we used to use slacks and stuff. But
yeah. Do you recognise me?
Yes, I do.
Drop dead, are you serious?
No, I do. I Facebook stalked you last
night. Shut the front door.
Yeah, I Facebook stalked you last night. I was like, oh my God, I remember it. Because we used to chat on the bus.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Seem like you've been friends for years.
We have been, PJ. Have you not been listening?
Since the 90s. We're looking like 20 plus years.
So what I thought we'd do is, we're on bus 173. I thought I'd take you to get an ice cream, Liz.
You know a way to a girl's heart.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Also, PJ normally does a weekly wrap-up poem. She's done it about us.
I'm sorry in advance.
I'm flattered, Pete.
All right, okay, look, we're going to go to a song. We're playing all the big hits from 1998 when we used to be on the bus. Up next, Stardust, Music Sounds Better With You. When we come back, it's PJ's poem, and I want to know what Liz's... Oh, shit, she's bought photos.
Oh, my God, you've got photos.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
When I used to catch the bus with Liz in high school, she now lives in New Zealand. She's tracked me down, and we're redoing the bus.
Yeah. It's just like the olden days.
With a few more cameras and GoPros and microphones.
I feel like a third wheel.
Yeah, you are, but that's all right. That's all right.
That's right. We're used to that anyway.
So, Liz, I see you bought... Oh, no.
They're not of you.
Oh, they're of thank
me
God.
In the very real event that you didn't recognise who I was.
Because I'll be honest, I used to rock back then. Was that when I had like long sort of reddish hair, or was I doing the Blade 2 all over?
Sort of the bus car.
Wait, like he shaved his head?
No, like a spiky. Like spiky.
Oh, God. Like, but a
who
little bit of...
Who inspired that look?
I don't know. Have you got the photos, Liz? Can I have a look? Okay, so this is
year 9.
Oh, my God, I remember you. Oh, my God.
And each year...
So you're saying that you didn't actually remember him
before? I was being polite before. That was all bullshit. I was just being polite. Now I remember you, Liz.
The pimples get worse and the weight creeps on. So
right,
that's
okay.
Year 9.
That's year 9?
No judgment.
Year 9.
Okay. Mate, I so remember you now.
And then, year 12. Oh, yeah.
I so... Did you ever think about asking me out?
No. Girls didn't do that. And look at that. Would anybody say yes? No
you
way.
You look beautiful.
No.
Beautiful.
Stop it.
Shut up, Liz.
Did you ever think that Jace would ask you out? Like, did you...
I never thought anybody would, so no.
Because I never had a girlfriend in high school. I was like a late bloomer. I didn't have the guts to ask anyone out. I went to an all-boys school.
You guys would have been a match made in heaven.
Now, every week, PJ...
Oh, no.
PJ does a poem.
So it's on to her now.
Just covering the big stuff from the week.
Right.
However, this week, she's done it about us.
Oh, no. Okay, so background. Normally, I have a rap beat.
playing from the studio. I don't have that today.
Oh.
So I'm just going to have to do it over the dulcet tones of the bus driving along the motorway.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Well, well, baby, yo, can't you see? It's time to get back on the 173. Back in the mid-90s is where it began, where Liz saw Jace and his terrible tan. He would stroll on the bus like he owned the place, but unfortunately he never even saw her face. Titanic was a big film of the year, but all Liz was thinking was, does Jace care? Scrolling through the big hits of that time, a bit of Green Day, All Saints, and Sublime. Apparently, he walked around with all his friends, although we're not quite sure, they may have been pretend. A backseat bandit playing on Game Boy. He was younger than her. Oh, I see you, tomboy. Okay, I doubled up. That was unprofessional. I'm just really excited for this rare bus sesh. So let's get going, make it Brizzy style. Start the engine up and drive for a mile.
I just remembered I had a Game Boy. I used to play my Game Boy.
I was
Boy.
Looking at what was massive in 1998, and Game Boy was huge.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Liz is joining us, the girl I used to talk to on the school bus.
Occasionally.
Did you ever go to the school dances?
Did you see him at the school dance?
Probably, yeah, because you knew the familiar faces.
They got pretty full on, mate.
Yeah. There was a lot of bumping and grinding.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of horny.
All right, Liz. Okay, all right.
Adolescent teens.
All right, Liz. Jeez. The behaviour's not allowed.
Describing Jason's adolescence.
The behaviour's not allowed.
Should we change it to Pimply?
All right, we're just pulling up at the ice cream store now. Oh! They do ice cream by the scoop. Brilliant.
And they've got birthday cake.
Come on in. All right, Liz, what flavour would you like?
Birthday cake.
Can we get a small scoop of birthday cake, please? And Paige, do you want an ice cream?
Oh, no. This is your thing.
No. Seriously, it's producer Alex's money I'm using.
Okay.
So.
Could I please have a... That was a real quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? When you realised you weren't paying?
Just a little hokey pokey.
Can we grab a small hokey pokey as well? And I'll grab 9 scoops of... Oh, no, it's on camera. I'll just go... I'll go vanilla, just like I was back then.
Boring.
Now, Liz, you also bought, like... It looked like a football jersey.
My Year 12 Leavers jersey.
Yeah, right. Did I ever sign it?
No, nobody did.
I sound like
did
a
you
really...
sign it? Like...
Yeah, you used
what,
to
like
sign it.
Like, you're a big deal at school?
No, like...
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be the Year 12 books?
Well, hang on a sec. I just got to... What's your code? Check 4973. Is that it? I just want to be sure. Check 4973.
All right, cool.
Accepted. Woohoo! Hey! We're going to move back to the bus now. We're going to wrap it up. PJ has prepared a 90s quiz.
Yep.
What's the game you're calling it?
PJ's 90s quiz.
Nice and original.
Didn't know there was a specific title, but yeah, we'll roll that. PJ's 90s quiz coming up next.
Good name.
Jason PJ. ZM's Jason PJ. Podcast. ZM.
PJ's hoeing down an ice cream sitting behind
us. It's going to melt and I can't hold everything.
Right,
it's really
gotcha.
Hard to multitask.
All right, so we're wrapping things up by doing a 90s quiz. It's called PJ's 90s quiz. Right. How's it work, Paige?
Okay, so I'm going to read you a question. Your buzzer is simply your name. Whoever says their buzzer first, I will go to your question. If you get it wrong, then you get it wrong.
Right.
And the other person gets a default point.
And you'll go to our question.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Makes sense.
First question. The year is 1998. Name the year's most famous war-themed movie starring Tom Hanks.
Jace.
Liz.
Damn it.
Saving Private Ryan.
Ding! 1 point to Jace. Second question. The year is 1998. What US president was Time Magazine's Man of the Year?
Liz?
Go, Lizzie.
Bill Clinton?
Cheer, boy!
Just
one
remember,
all!
Just you didn't remember a sex scandal president.
Okay. The year is 1998.
We know, mate.
I'm just trying to, you know, have some consistency with something. Okay. February saw a movie theme song rise to the top of the music chart. That movie was Titanic. What was the
Jace.
Song?
Oh, God, I shouldn't have jumped in with that. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, ding, ding.
That is 2-1 to Jace.
This is for the win.
This is for the win. Yep. All right. The year is 1998.
Really?
What groundbreaking medical treatment was famously described in a 1998 press conference with the words, "It's a great drug, okay? Nicorette, Prozac, Viagra, or Accutane?"
Liz.
Go, Liz.
Viagra.
Yes!
Woohoo!
It's to all. So this is the finale question. The year is 1998.
Oh, for God's song.
After settling a beef with the cattle industry, pun intended, who famously told reporters in 1998, free speech not only lives, it rocks? Courtney Love, Oprah, Larry Flint, or Sean Puffy Coombs?
Liz.
Go, Lizzie.
I can't even remember them, but number one.
Courtney Love.
Default.
Who was it?
The
answer was Oprah Winfrey.
Really? Really? God, that was a much more intellectual question than I was expecting from you, PJ.
So, Jason, one by default.
Thank you very much.
90s quiz.
There we go. Well, look, that wraps up our bus ride, Liz. It's been so much fun. I hope it's been everything you imagined. I feel like I haven't lived up to...
It's fine. Is it all right to say I'm over it?
The Jason PJ Podcast.
A story out of the UK about a couple who have been fined after they repeatedly ordered takeaways for their neighbour at all times of the day. It's been labelled as a prank gone too far.
We used to do this when you were younger. You'd order a pizza to someone's house.
Oh, but this was repeatedly, and right. I think she got quite freaked out about it because they ordered 13 takeaways to her house over a 10-day period, and literally at all times of day and night. So there was like, she's in bed, you know, 11:30, and then like 1:30 in the morning. And
I suppose also a girl living on her own, getting a knock on the door
exactly,
at 11 o'clock.
Exactly, awful.
Yeah.
So she had to go to the door and be like, look, this is not my food. And so I think a couple of times at least, the delivery driver was like, okay. And so they left.
Yeah.
Which leaves the question, what happens to the food in that situation?
Only you would look at that. Seriously, it's pretty much a harassment case.
No.
And if you're on the jury, you'd go, excuse, judge, just before we get to whether they're guilty, does anyone know what happened?
No, obviously, sympathies go out to it because that was an awful situation. Fortunately, she hasn't been hurt or anything like that.
To the chicken pad thai.
Jason. But what does happen to the food in that situation?
I don't know what the protocol is. I was never a delivery driver. Like, I imagine if you're...
Do they take it back to HQ?
I see where you're going.
What?
On weekends. On weekends, you're going to go and get a job for, like, Pizza Hut. And then you'll ring me and go, hey, mate, can you just do a stooge delivery? Well, I imagine they'd take it back and then they can all eat it at work, couldn't they? You'd hope they're not throwing it out. That'd be a lot of food.
You'd hope they're not reusing it.
$0800 at M. Hang on. If you've ever been a delivery driver for whatever company, or if you are now, what's delivery driver protocol?
If you went up to their house and they said, actually, I didn't order that, what happens?
Yeah.
Then they mustn't be obliged to pay because this guy went away.
No, they wouldn't have to pay.
No.
But we want to know what happens to the food.
Yeah.
Like, are you the delivery
tackling
person?
Tackling the big questions for a Friday afternoon.
Because I imagine you'd get to park around the corner and just throw that pizza back.
Really?
You'd probably have to go back and share it with the boss, I imagine.
Anyway, if you do know, can you shed some light?
Yeah, juror number three needs to know for closure.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Obviously, big issue this afternoon we're tackling. Delivery driver protocol. We want to know, if you're a delivery driver and you take a delivery to someone's house and they go, hey, I didn't order that, what happens to the food?
A lot of texts coming through. My sister's old mate worked for Pizza Hut. And we would prank call them after they made the order. We wouldn't pick it up after a while. So at the end of the night, she'll be able to take it home.
So they're actually working in a conspiracy.
That's a bit rough.
They're actually working as part of a deal to get it. Kayla, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. How are you guys?
We're good. All right. So you are a delivery person, or you have been?
Yep, I did, and now I work at the store.
Right. Okay. So what's the protocol? And what sort of store? Is it like pizza, or is it?
The protocol is we cannot take anything free, and you have to chuck it all out.
Oh,
no,
what a waste.
Like, we had to get rid of some, like, stock not too long ago. We had to dump all the stock.
That's a lot
of stock that we could have taken home or given away to someone, but, yeah.
Is that because of hygiene?
I don't know what the problem was. There's something wrong with the stock, I think.
Right. It almost sounds like you're talking to us through a two-way, like you're on the road. Copy that. Yeah,
it's like you're in the driveway.
Not sure what's wrong. Drive through. Another text here. I worked at Pizza Hut and everything went back to the base for the staff to eat.
One who worked at Hell's, basically the food came back at the end of the night. We got it at a discount all for free. Plus that, Eddie and phone number got written into a book, two strikes, and then they blacklisted it.
Oh, that's good.
Unless it was paid by credit card prior to, which is interesting.
I had a mate who worked for KFC in Oz. And he was saying they would take the food home at the end of the night.
Every time?
Like, you know, at the end of the night, if the burgers were there or if there was chicken, it was like, well, hey, guys, do you want to take it home?
We've got another call coming
Because you know
through.
What he would do?
What?
he'd look up and he'd be like, we're shutting in 10 minutes. So he'd bung a truckload of chicken on.
No.
And then he's like, oh, boss, we've got all this
chicken. Oh, that's cheeky. Karen, hello. Can you shed some light?
Hi. So I used to work at Domino's, and I guess like it was down to whoever was working. You were allowed to eat it if it came back to the store.
Right.
And down to whoever it was, you were allowed to give it away as well, I guess, if you sort of knew how old it was. But
right.
It comes down to however old it is, because it could get you in trouble if you give something away that's old.
Okay, so here's a question. Say if I'm the delivery driver, I've gone to PJ's house. She said, I didn't order this. And I go, no worries. I'm now bringing the pizza back to the store. Am I allowed to eat a piece while I'm driving, or have I got to wait to get back to the store for the manager to go, all right, everyone dig in?
You'd have to wait to get back.
Oh, you'd hate that. Come on.
You'd hate that so much.
Come on.
There go all your dreams of being a delivery dude.
Oh, I'd come back to the store and they'd go, mate, we can see you've taken a piece and you've just pushed the pizza inwards together.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Uber, the taxi sharing app, I think it's across most of the country now, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's in most of the big centres.
Not Queenstown yet, because I was looking the other day.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Because you're going to Queenstown in a few weeks.
Yeah.
It's very competitive now because the guys who drive, they have to maintain a rating. And if they don't actually keep above that, then, you know, they don't get to keep their jobs.
Yep. So also, you know, they rate the customer.
I do. What's your rating at?
I checked it the other day. Yeah. I was 4.89.
Damn, I think I'm about 4.7 though.
Yeah, right. See, I'm more charming.
I've found that every time I've gone in lately, it's almost like each driver is trying to impress you more than the previous one. And so, like, you'll get in and, oh, would you like a complimentary bottle of water? Amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much. Sometimes you'll even get mints. And today I got in the car and I had a coffee and the guy was like, would you like a mint? Not because he smelled my breath, just because he was being polite.
Well, we don't know that.
I was like, oh, that'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And so he goes to grab the mints and hands them back to me. But what I didn't realise was that the mints were in a Tupperware container and they weren't wrapped.
So they weren't individually wrapped?
No. And I thought of you. Because I it was fine. It was all good.
Yeah,
I opened the Tupperware container.
That's an issue. Right. So what you're saying is at home.
Yeah.
In his kitchen.
Yeah.
Which we're not sure
like,
of the.
I know.
We're not
I sure just, of the I, clean I think that's state. It. I just don't know the whereabouts of these mints prior to the Tupperware.
Because he's just poured them in. Yeah. Like, I mean, you even go.
And I was very excited. I was like, oh, I'll have a mint. Thank you. And now I've been paranoid.
Go the dairy now. Like they individually wrap the little mixed lollies. You know.
I mean, look, I'm probably just.
Did you take one?
Yes.
Right, did you put it in your mouth?
Yes, I sucked it.
Okay, I don't need a graphic description of what you did with it. I just would have gone, oh, excellent.
You would have, yeah. That's
I would have taken it. I definitely would have taken
you
it.
You wouldn't have put it in your mouth.
No, I would have went, I'll save this for later. Like, just... See, because
it was really kind. It was really kind. It was really grateful.
He's probably got a very clean kitchen at home.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But let's be honest. We know certain people. Like I'm imagining your kitchen right now, and I can tell you now. If someone,
I wouldn't give out my mints in a Tupperware container. Would not be hygienic.
That one, I would not suck.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Free time Friday.
We love this about a Friday. We're doing this early. Normally we'd do this after 5 o'clock, but we thought, you know what? We've got a special thing to get across at 5 o'clock. Jase is going to meet Liz on the bus, 173. So we thought we'd make it a little bit earlier today. Heading into the weekend, if there's anything you want to plug, have you got a business? Are you a PT? Are you a dance teacher? Maybe you've got a recital on. Maybe you've been making some sparkly candles. Whatever it is.
I think it's a great way of sucking up to your boss, to be honest.
That's
boss,
a good point. You don't have to be a small business.
No, got a plug on.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Noel Leeming.
Jerry top of Head, the employee chart.
Jerry Head, guess what? I just sold the air fryers on the air at 20% off.
That actually did happen the other week.
0800, dial ZM if you'd like 9 seconds of free airtime. Here's a bit of an example.
Jordan, it's your turn.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Go, Jordan.
Cheap bags NZ on Facebook.
Cheap bags NZ or sheep bags?
Sheep bags.
Sheep bags or cheap bags?
Cheap. That's the thing. You gotta be ready.
You gotta be ready, and you gotta remember you want to get out the most important points, like point of contact, the name, within the first couple of seconds.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Afternoon, Jace and PJ, joined in the studio by the sound keeper, Propeller Hat Gary.
Welcome, Gaz.
Hey, guys.
Happy Friday.
Propeller Hat, that, like, to people who haven't heard, that was me flying a drone once, like for 1 week.
I didn't know you flew a drone. Are you going to be wearing your cheap secret sound suit out on the town this weekend, or...?
I reckon it earned itself a wash. I mean, I've been doing it daily for a week now.
Actually, that's a good point.
Well, the suit's on him for like all of this break, and then that's straight off. All right, let's get to business. The $50,000 secret sound, currently worth $15,000. This is the sound. Play it again.
Surprisingly, no one else has texted and agreeing with my idea that it might be a rocking chair. So might just be alone on that one. Kimberly, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Kimberly's right now like, oh, damn, I was going to say rocking chair. I'll have to come up with something else. Kimberly, before we get to it, because I don't know if you're like me, if you ever buy like a Powerball ticket or something, you've already spent the cash in your head. If you won the $15,000, what were the plans?
Okay, so if I did win the $15,000, because me and my friend both came up with it, like we were like, oh, maybe it's a vacuum, and we're like running around the house and just making noises and recording it, and we tried like the vacuum cord, and we're like, I guess it sounds like that, or maybe it's a lawnmower cord. We're like, okay, no, a vacuum cord, so that's my guess.
Well, time to lock it in. Here we go. Here is the sound one more time. For $15,000, you are locking in a vacuum cord?
Yes.
Like the vacuum cord retracting. Is that what it is? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Right, so you mean like...
I think she's at Friday Drinks or something.
Mate, lay off the terps. We're playing for $15,000 here. So you're talking about the vacuum...
Sorry, I just finished work and I'm just like outside. I'm just trying to go somewhere more quiet.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
All right, as long as you can hear Gary, because he's the one's going to say yes or no. Gaz, a vacuum cord retracting for $15,000. Yay or nay?
Nay.
Sorry, Kimberly.
I tried.
Oh, you heard that bit. Right. Sorry, mate. Play again at 5. Is there anything else you think apart from a rocking chair?
I'm just reading a couple of these texts. Is it someone crunching a potato chip?
What, are you texting them in?
Play again.
All right, hang on. Okay, right, hang on, listen.
No, it's definitely not a potato chip.
That's definitely barbecue if you listen closely. You know, actually, can I just ask, has anyone done my guess, which was trying to kickstart a motorbike?
Yeah, someone did 2 days ago.
Okay, right, I'll shut up.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Spy.co.nz. Nicki Minaj's home has been hit in a $200,000 burglary, the poor thing. So she is about 200K worse for wear after burglars targeted her LA mansion. Apparently, it was totally trashed on the inside. They knocked over, flipped furniture and items all over the house, almost as if they were trying to find something, which they did. They took off with a ton of jewellery and other property, and there were clear signs of forced entry in spots around the house. But luckily she wasn't there.
You know what I hate? Like, I mean, A, robbing someone's just scummy.
Yeah.
But also, you know when people break into other people's houses and then they ransack them? It's like, what's the point?
What is the point? What are you getting from that?
Yeah, it's like keying cars or slashing tires.
Or just graffitiing.
Like, we'll do a list. but you know, I'm with you. It's just I don't get what you get out of it.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, $200,000 worth of things have been taken.
That surprises me. I thought it'd be more.
Well, same.
She'd have good quality stuff,
you
know
what I mean? Perfume bottles were destroyed, picture frames, furniture.
You could back a removalist truck up to PJ's flat on my house and clear out everything. And I even mean rip up the carpet. And we still wouldn't clock $200,000. And they've probably just stolen a chair from her house.
That is your Survivor Cheap Flights. You can download the Grab a Seat app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3.